All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Statler. Hope number 9, this is day 2. Good morning, good morning. All right, well, this morning we have with us in our studio here, Captain Crunch.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing today, sir?
Okay, all you hackers out there, wake the heck up, guys. We got another day of conference here, so wake up.
Yeah, we got another two whole days. We're only through one.
Well, we did one yesterday, today and tomorrow.
Yep, two whole days of good stuff going on.
Yeah. So, fire away. Who wants to ask me a question? Anybody over there on IRC chat that is talking to me now wants to ask a question?
Yeah, we got some very excited people in the chat room.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've got a broadcast system set up, too, right on my iPad. I can just go live and automatically tweet through my Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
The link to where they can watch me.
Okay, awesome.
But I haven't had a need to use it yet. I used it when I was in Columbia last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was a keynote speaker in June in Columbia, South America, Bogota. And, boy, it was cold. Coming from the 100-degree temperatures in L.A. down to Bogota, freezing the wall off. And it's on the equator. Go figure, right?
Yep.
So, anyway, who wants to ask the first question? Or should I just kind of... let me just kind of mention a little bit about what I'm doing.
Sure, yeah. What do you...
First of all, you can always go up to my Facebook page and Twitter. I'm always JD Crunchman on all the social networks, so just Facebook.com/JD Crunchman, Twitter.com/JD Crunchman, SoundCloud.com/JD Crunchman. You go up there and you can tune in and you can download a song I wrote. How about that? So it's up there now,
right.
And you can enjoy it. Just go up to SoundCloud.com, JD Crunchman. I'm on Skype, JD Crunchman, Gmail, JD Crunchman, and, the one that's not used anymore.
MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace, yeah, and then there's LinkedIn also. So there's how you can reach me. Anyway, aside from that, right now I'm working on getting an LLC started up, Crunch Creations. Go to crunchcreations.org. For the main business website, and then there's a blog set up on crunchcreations.com, and we are basically vetting or screening members. Right now it's a membership driven system. Members have to be invited in. You have to be invited to become a member. You have to go through a very large and very extensive screening procedure.
Okay.
You'll be requested to write something, and I get a chance to look over your shoulder and see how you write it, because you're going to share your screen with me.
No pressure then.
Yeah, there's no pressure at all. It's just like, you can take your time, do whatever you want to do. I want to see how you work, man. That's all. There's
right
just too many people I run into that say they can do the work and they can't do the work. So I eliminate that process immediately.
Sure.
So, and then after that, they have to do a 15-minute video and talk about something that they're excited about, something they like doing, making a presentation with presentation software. Then after that, they have to write up a manual and documentation on whatever they're working on. And it's got to be done in a very professional way, because that shows me that they can write, because there's nothing I can't stand. To get a manual written by some moron that wrote it in so cryptically way, and I'm not going to mention any names or any countries where these guys come from, but I think you can figure that
course.
Out. So that's Crunch Creations. If you're interested, just go to my Facebook page, go to my wall, email me, send me a private message, whatever. The other thing I'm working on, of course, is I'm spending most of my time working on is my book. I've got 3 chapters written already. I finished the WAS chapter, and then I did the chapter on my foreign travels to Russia and Germany, and then a 3rd chapter, is on Germany. I spent a lot of time in Germany.
Okay.
I love that place.
Yeah, I've lived there myself.
Ah, back in Zegowitz?
Ein bisschen.
Ah, yeah, yeah, good. Genau. Okay, so back we go. So let's see, do we have any questions coming in now?
Let's see. Somebody's asking if you get a subsidy from the cereal company as a payment of some kind.
Well, I'll tell you what, whoever you are, about a subsidy for my for the cereal company. Yeah, that would be kind of neat. And if you want to broker a deal with the company, go ahead, knock yourself out. Just contact me. You know how to contact me now. So if you want to broker some kind of deal, do it. I'm game. So anyway, so I sold my story to Made LLC, and these people are going to help me put my story out. I'm 69 years old now, and I figure I'd better get the story out as quick as possible before I pass, like, with Jobs and about five other of my other friends, which I'm somewhat disappointed that I didn't get a chance to interview them before my book came out. But one of them, of course, is Jobs. I would have liked to have gotten him in the can, but I couldn't quite do that because he's kind of in his little bubble there, and he's too rich for me. So I never got a chance to get the Jobs. Woz, I've already got Woz in a can, so he's cool. I got him. I got all of the former people at Apple. I haven't got quite everybody I wanted to interview for my call computer experience. This was my first experience to a dial-up computer that ran BASIC only. But hey, it was my first program. I mean,
right.
It's BASIC is better than nothing if there's nothing else around.
Right, right.
And so that's where I'm at right now. And I'm traveling, I'm doing a lot of traveling because I'm going on talks. I was in Krakow, Poland last month, where I gave a talk. I gave two talks, actually, in Poland, 2 weeks apart. One of them was called Confidence. It was more of a hacker-related thing. Got a chance to meet hackers from all the Eastern European countries like Russia and Ukraine and Bulgaria, you name it. I've probably seen them and talked to them. And of course, I was in Germany. Then I rode the hacker bus to Berlin to go to Berlin Sides, which is another hacker event. Then from there, I went to Gütersloh and talked to one of my fans, who put me up for like 4 days, and this guy really is a hot programmer too. It's really cool. It's nice to see people out there that are actually figuring things out on their own.
Oh yeah,
not
right.
Not many people do that these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this guy puts Google to pretty good use though.
Yeah, exactly. You just put whatever you want into Google and, oh, that's how I do that.
Yeah. So, then after spending 2 weeks going all over Germany, I did a documentary from the productions in Mannheim. Then I went to Augsburg, spent some time there, and then back to Krakow, Poland. Excuse me, left. Oh my god.
Ooh.
You got a Skype call.
That sounds like Skype.
Why did I turn this thing off? Why am I not surprised? So go ahead, ask me some questions here.
Let's see. Well, the most, obviously, I think what everybody knows you best for, the trick with the whistle, getting the, with the tones and whatnot, back in the day. That's, I'm sure that still comes up from time to time as you're in your travels, as the one thing that's always brought up. Has that gotten old at all over the years? Or is that something you're still happy to talk about all the time?
I could talk about the story. They're getting pretty old.
I can imagine.
So in my book, I talk about some background information about how I got to do the stories. One of the most favorite stories everybody seems to like was when I hacked into the secret White House CIA crisis hotline. And number one, you had to know the number. Number two, you had to know the code. And if you knew the number and knew the code, you could talk to the president.
Nice.
And so we, the code name was Olympus for President Nixon. So we called him up on that hotline, which we found by scanning, by the way. Had they been a little bit more polite when they answered the phone initially, I probably would have just skipped by it. No, the guy that was on the phone when I was scanning it, so no reason he wanted to know how I got the number. I said, well, you know, if the guys have an 800 number, he must have a reason for being so tall. So why are you not, why do you not want to talk to people and call the 800 number? Just get off this line right away. What? Okay, sure. Anything you say. So I got off. Later, I social engineered that number to see what number that belonged to. I told them that I called up the white people in New York, then the switching office for the East Coast. And I said to them, I said, this is a, I called them back to the number of the White House. This is the White Plains 4A switching center. What number have I reached? And the guy said, this is the CIA place. I like the White House. We'll get your number working right away. I'll just get on. I just put it down on my little bit. 2 weeks later, when I found another phone prank had something that I wanted, he said, which got the tray? I said, yeah, because in phone prank back then, they always like to trade codes and trade numbers. So I told him, I said, hi, here you can have a CIA crisis hotline number to the White House. Olympus will get the president. He said, ah, no, I don't believe it. Go ahead, try it out. He did. Sure enough, Nixon came on already. Then after a little while, he said, sir, we've got a national emergency on our hands here. Sir, we're out of toilet paper. And we hung up. We didn't want to have any part of that at all.
Right.
Yeah. So the story leading up to that is also very, very interesting. I mean, it's going to be mentioned in the book, and I'm not going to talk about that. Nor am I going to talk about some information about the early days of Apple that have never been published before, ever. And I've been given a go-ahead to talk about it, and
ooh,
that's going to be in my book.
Okay, cool.
So then I'm also going to talk about some of the information that's new and fresh about how the Homebrew Computer Club started.
Right.
I'll be talking about that in the book, as well as how I was able to hack into the CIA crisis hotline. The KGB's telephone network in Moscow.
Hmm.
So it's going to be a really interesting read. So you guys are going to have to go get it when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to twist too many people's arms.
We have a proposed title. We could call it Hack This Life.
Okay.
So let's see. Anybody else got any questions out there for me? Are we talking to dead air?
No, we got a few people out there.
Wozniak. Yeah, right. That's correct. Wozniak. Well, I already talked to Wozniak. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty much done with Steve. I have...
We had a reunion
in the backyard of Daniel Kaki. Daniel Kaki was a guy who designed and worked with Rod Holt designing the power supply for the Apple II, which was a 40-watt power supply, no transformers,
uh-huh.
And it was very elegantly designed. And Daniel would be building those for the Apple II, assembling them and building them. And so every time I go to Palo Alto, I always stay at Daniel's house.
Uh-huh.
Because he always is there. He's got a guest room, and if you know him really well, you can stay there, which is kind of nice. So in the backyard, we had Randy Wigginton, Steve Wozniak, Andy Hertzfeld, Dan Sokol. Let's see, who else? A couple of other people from the homebrew, from the early homebrew days. So it was all pretty interesting. And then we just sat for 2 hours, 3 hours, and videotaped it. So that's going to be in the book.
Oh, wow.
So all that, the new revelations of what really went on there is going to never been told before, ever. So it's all going to be fresh and new material. I'm spending a lot of my time researching. I've been using Wiki a lot. I've been using Google a lot. And I've been using LinkedIn, Facebook. If I find them, I find their Facebook page. But the trouble is that these old people that I used to know used to be before computers were around. So a lot of these people that I know don't even have computers.
Yeah, they're not even online or anything.
No, they're not online. So I'm having to go out and see them in person, like in Germany. So I have to do some more traveling, it looks like. But I have the capability of recording Skype calls, so I can just record any interview that I have on the phone or Skype. Been working out pretty well. So that's pretty much it. So I got a lot. I've been spending a lot of time, you know, researching and interviewing people, because I don't remember everything about my life, but the friends that I met had met do. And so with that in mind, I was able to capture some moments of time that I didn't remember.
Right.
A lot of times that I want to remember something is I'll listen to oldies. So I'll listen to songs like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Oh, sure.
You remember that song?
Sure.
1962.
I wasn't around at the time, but,
yeah, but
I'm familiar with it.
That, I was listening to that on the radio a lot, and it reminds me of when I was going through Nevada and I talked about my experiences with the detonation of a nuclear bomb in Nevada. I talk about the effects. I talk about what happened to me. It wasn't a very pleasant experience, by the way, but it was pretty odd. And I talk about the whole thing, the events leading up to it, the actual event, and then what's happened afterwards. And so that's going to be in the story. And there's not going to be too much on my early life, because I want to supplement my book with pictures, and I want my book to be on the iPad, and then also all the other Android and iOS both. So we're shooting for like a hardcover book for right now, and a hardcover book with an iPad timeline goes to my story, so you can pick a year, and it'll tell you what I was doing at that year, and hit the locate button. Brings up Google Maps, showing me where I lived.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
And then click on the Friends button. You can see all the people that I met during that time and what I did with them.
Wow, this is very cool.
So that was, yeah. And so it's a long process. I mean, I don't think I can do it in 2 years. I can probably do the hardcover in 2 years. But to do the iPad, iPhone version, probably not. Not in 2 years. Maybe three or four, but not in two. There's just too much research going on. I mean, I have a whole life behind me. I've got 69 years behind me.
Sure, sure.
So there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff that has to go in the book based on that. So anyway, any other questions out there?
Do
I use Fraps to record
Skype? To record Skype calls?
I use a Skype recorder, actually. The license is only, what, $29 or $15, something like that. And it works pretty good, except one time, I was in the middle of an interview with Marty Spiegel. No, it was Lee Felsenstein. That's right, Lee Felsenstein. He's a Toastmaster of the Homebrew Computer Club. In that interview, it just quit on me all of a sudden. And so I had to cancel the interview. Two hours later, I started up, and it works fine. Go figure. Things like that happen to me all the time.
Yeah.
Well, so all in all, Skype recorder seems to be good.
Yeah. So is this your? This can't be your first Hope. You must have been coming all along, I would imagine.
My first what?
Hope?
No, I've been every Hope.
Every Hope, yeah.
I've been every one. Except one, I think. I don't remember. Well, I don't remember what that was, but I remember that there was one of them I didn't make.
Right. And like, do you get people stopping you on the when you're wandering around the floors and?
Not really. Most people don't even recognize me, which is really cool because then I could be like one of the guys.
You know? I was gonna say, yeah, is that could either be annoying or very
more so in DEF CON.
Nice to be able
more
to walk
so
around.
In DEF CON, but when I went to South America last year. And in Bogota, Colombia, I was friggin' like a rock star. I swear to God, I had a whole contingency of people following me around. And I'm not talking about 5 or 10 people. I'm talking 50.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I'd go, everybody wanted to take pictures and pose with me and stuff. It's crazy. They love to take pictures and pose with people there. And they also love to pimp out their computers. Like, they'll get a tower computer, and then they'll replace the sides with glass.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They use liquid nitrogen to cool the CPU down so they can overclock it and run it about 3 or 4 times faster than it's designed to be running. And they just cool decorated art, and they put fancy attachments onto it and makes it look really cool. You know, like they pimp out their cars, well, now they pimp out their computers, which is really cool. What else we got here?
Right on. What was the sequence of the tones that you had to create to progress into the PBX or telephone exchange to make long-distance calls?
700, 900, 1100, 1500, 1700 are the tones, and you take 2 out of 6, it's binary. 700 has a weight of 0, 900 has a weight of 1, 1100 has a weight of 2, 1300 has a weight of 4, 1500 has a weight of 7, and then 1700 is special, used only to open and close the number. So you do a key pulse, which is 1100 plus 1700, and then start, which is 1500 plus 1700, and so you do the opening, and then you do the number, and then close. Key pulse number, area code number, start. And that's, they're not the same as touch tones. They're different. But you can sometimes hear them when back in the old days when you can make long distance call, you hear a little kind of in the background.
Yep.
Now, if you want to go to my talk at tomorrow at 1800 tomorrow, I'll be giving a recorded demonstration of what it sounds like to make a blue box call.
Oh, outstanding.
So this you can get on wideweb.com/phonetrips. It's called Classic Tandem Stacking. I'll be playing excerpts from that. Doorbell, one of the programmers, or one of the really good phone freaks, who has never been busted, and the only reason why is he's very private. He's very secretive, and he doesn't give his number out to anybody, except only just a closed few people. Yeah, Wozniak was there. There's been a comment that the music is too loud for this interview.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that might be. I turned off ours. I don't know where that might be coming from. It's actually very quiet in the hall right now because there's hardly anybody else around. Everybody else is asleep.
Yeah. Oh, too bad.
The con floor is nice and quiet.
Yeah, I want to go out and enjoy the quiet just of the con floor. Walk around and meditate. Go into your area. Okay, so let's see. Do you yourself have any questions for me that you think the audience might be interested in talking to you about?
I am trying real hard to come up with some.
You'll have to excuse me a minute. I got to deal with this, but I'll be really quick. Go ahead and play some music or something.
Okay. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
Hello.